It's now time for our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Pedestrian safety is a big emphasis in an effort to avoid the soaring fatality cases that we saw last year. Reporter Kirsten Downey has a follow-up story about missing crosswalks. Morning. Tell us now, we did have our first pedestrian fatality, a gentleman who was near a crosswalk that was painted over accidentally or mistakenly.
Yes, an 86-year-old, unfortunately, was hit and killed just last week on a busy stretch in Hawaii Kai. This has been a part of the roadways of Honolulu that's been very carefully considered in the last couple years because of the increasing rate of pedestrian deaths. As part of our Coconut Wireless series of stories, sort of looking at taking micro looks at different neighborhoods of Honolulu, we took a look, and particularly at this place up a stretch of Ainahaina between Wa'a Street and about Wailupi Circle, where several crosswalks and bus stops had been moved recently, partially as a way to try to reduce the danger of pedestrian deaths there. And what we found when we talked to neighbors is many of them were very unhappy about what's happened as a result. Bus stops were moved, crosswalks were eliminated. It's made it more difficult for people to walk from the mountainside of Ainahaina to get to the ocean, and it's made it harder for people to go places by bus.
And there was a fatality.
Yes, of course, the one in Hawaii Kai just recently. But the changes to the crosswalks and bus stops that I'm talking about in this particular stretch between Wa'a and Wailupe Circle came as a result of two deaths, and most particularly one of a very beloved Kaiser Permanente doctor named Cynthia Tim Sonera, who was killed back in 2015. So in 2016, the city and state proposed a number of changes to crosswalks and bus stops in that area to help prevent further accidents and deaths. But the neighbors who lived there weren't aware this was happening, and within the last 6 months realized with shock that decisions had been made that would have a big impact on their quality of life.
And they have addresses at the neighborhood board, haven't they?
Yes, they did. It was thoroughly discussed at the neighborhood board starting back in October 2016. But one of the problems we have in Hawaii is a lot of people don't pay very good attention to the political process. And although this was being thoroughly discussed, the neighbors on Ka'ai Street, which have been most affected by this, were unaware that it happened until they saw a small sign on their bus stop saying that the bus stops were going to be moved, and the crosswalks were simply just removed one day.
And I know that stretch of highway is very busy. I was just there yesterday. Unfortunately left my wallet on top of my car as I was putting something in the back, and it fell off on Kalani on the Aole Highway. And I remember thinking, I was standing in front of the fire station thinking, okay, if I'm going to get hit, I guess this is a good place to be hit because the first responders are still there. But it's busy there.
It is really busy. They, you know, when they built those subdivisions, it was like a little two-lane road passing through there. And now they have 80,000 cars a day. Not only that, it's just where cars come off the H1 freeway. So they're accustomed to driving really fast. And although the speed limit is 35 miles an hour, if you drive through at 35 miles an hour, everybody is whizzing past you and you feel like you're going too slow. That makes it almost impossible for people to safely cross the street. And that's why these particular crosswalks were singled out. They're in a very busy stretch of the road, and also they have no traffic signals. They're what they call unsignalized crosswalks. That made them particularly dangerous. On the other hand, once you take out the unsignalized crosswalks, that meant that the bus stops had to be moved as well so that they would be closer crosswalks. So you end up losing bus stops as well. Now, this is a policy of removing crosswalks and changing bus stops that the city and state have been embarked on all around Oahu. The decisions have been unpopular in many places. In fact, former Republican State Senator Sam Slom has called it a very short-sighted policy by the state because you're maybe reducing pedestrian deaths, but you're doing it at the expense of elderly people who have to walk a lot further to cross or
that's
to get
right.
up to the bus, and younger people simply jaywalking.
Yeah, that's a good point. Thanks so much, Kirsten.
Thank you so much.
That was reporter Kirsten Downey with today's Reality Check. To read her full story, visit civilbeat.org.